Welcome to the Liberty of the Captives podcast, coming to you from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And now, here's your host for today's presentation, Lisa Ruby.
God's Wrath on Left Behind, copyright 2002 by Lisa Ruby. Chapter 10, Sex in the Left Behind series. Sex is sacred in the sight of God. He created the gift of sex exclusively for the context of the marriage covenant. Satan knows this, and because he hates God, he does his utmost to lure people to misuse the gift of sex to their own destruction. It is antichrist to promote anything that has to do with having sex outside of marriage or that promotes lustful thoughts. It is also antichrist to be ashamed of God's holy standards for sexual expression. The Bible declares, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Hebrews 13:4. A whoremonger is a person who engages in the unlawful indulgence of lust, fornication, or adultery. God judges whoremongers severely. Those who commit these sins will have their part in the lake, which literally burns with fire and brimstone. See Revelation 21:8. The Lord Jesus Christ will judge all whoremongers. The authors of the Left Behind series, Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins, have treated the sacred subject of sex in an unholy manner in the Left Behind series. This particularly grieves the Lord Jesus Christ because he likens the marriage covenant with his own covenant relationship with the church. Just as Jesus loved the church and gave himself for her, so must the husband love his wife. Just as the church is subject to Christ in all things, so must the wives be subject to their own husbands. Marriage and sexuality are very sacred and serious in the sight of the true God of the Holy Bible. The authors sent many anti-biblical messages on the subject of adultery, which have already been covered in Chapter 3. Here, we are going to look at some more ungodly messages they sent on the subject of sex in the book Tribulation Force. Buck should not treat his Chloe like a sister. According to the storyline in Tribulation Force, it was undesirable and even insulting for a Christian older man to treat a younger Christian woman like a sister. It didn't make sense. How could he let anything compete with his devotion for God? And yet, he couldn't just ignore her, start treating her like a sister. No, he would do the right thing. He would talk to her about it. Tribulation Force, page 41. Chloe said, "He's treating me like a sister, yet he wants me to drop in and see his place tomorrow." Tribulation Force, page 77. According to the narration, if Buck treated Chloe like a sister, he would be ignoring her. Remember, Buck and Chloe were both Christians. The author put a negative connotation on what the Holy Bible says is God's way for a Christian older man to treat a Christian younger woman. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. 1 Timothy 5:1 and 2. Buck was 10 years older than Chloe, and most certainly should have been treating her as a sister with all purity. Now, granted, he was having emotional feelings for Chloe, romantic feelings, and so was Chloe, but the words were how he was treating her. The authors were talking about how Buck was to be treating Chloe. In Chloe's statement above, she indicated she was upset at being treated like a sister. How would she like to be treated? That is the question signaled to the reader. The implied answer is, certainly not like a sister with all purity. The authors chose to make the word sister a negative word in the context of a potential romantic interest between an older Christian man and a younger Christian woman. Christians can live together out of wedlock. Chloe mistakenly thought that Buck was living with a woman he intended to marry. She was terribly hurt, but would not go to him and speak the truth in love. The ungodly way the authors had her choose to fume about this and not have the forthrightness to confront him with her suspicion is another issue, but I noticed that never once was there any mention of Buck not being truly converted. The impression was that he wasn't, that he was living with another woman. Those who come to faith in the real Lord Jesus Christ repent. They turn away from their sins and to the Lord Jesus Christ. They are turned from darkness to light. The Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Ephesians 5:8. Christians used to be in darkness, but now they walk as children of light. Now, if Buck was living with a woman he was not married to, and this is the impression Clofford and Rayford were under, then he was still walking in darkness and had not called on the Lord with a pure heart. If Buck was committing the sin of fornication, then he had not believed the gospel in a saving manner and was not following the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, the authors did not have Rayford and Chloe think this. How can he be saved if he's living with a woman? No, they acted like, yes, he could. Buck was saved, but he was living with another woman. The thought that Buck was not saved did not cross Rayford's or Chloe's minds. The authors should have made Rayford and Chloe wonder how Buck could possibly be a real Christian and yet have a woman living with him. The reader is left with the notion that he could be a Christian and be sexually immoral too. You can believe in the modern day fake Jesus and live together with someone out of wedlock, but you cannot have saving faith in the real Lord Jesus Christ and live in sexual impurity. Christian virgins are not cool. Buck and Chloe had their first date by taking a walk late at night after Rayford, Chloe's father, had gone to bed. This is an example of making provision for the sins of the flesh. The Left Behind authors, Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins, chose to have this older Christian brother and younger Christian sister act exactly like the world and go off alone together in the middle of the night while her father went to bed. Chloe, Christians must not put themselves into any situation that would make a way for sexual lusts, which literally war against their souls, to be able to work their way into their hearts and then into their conduct. While they were talking, the conversation got on to the subject of their past sexual experience. Buck went first in divulging his experiences. "One girl, a year ahead of me in grad school, dumped me because I was too slow to make a move on her." Chloe responded, "No. Guess I'm a little old-fashioned that way." "That's encouraging." Tribulation Force, page 200. Being slow to make a move is old-fashioned? Notice that the authors did not have Buck say as an unbeliever he thought he was old-fashioned. They had Buck, as a Christian, think that his past slowness to make a move on a girl is old-fashioned. Chloe went on to ask him to elaborate on his college relationships with girls. Buck said, "You want to know the truth?" Chloe said, "I don't know. Do I?" "Depends. Would you rather hear that I have all kinds of experience because I'm such a cool guy, or that I'm a virgin?" Tribulation Force, page 200. The message is plain. Having sexual experience before you get married means you are cool, and virgins are not cool. A Christian character is being used to send the message that having sex outside of the bonds of marriage is cool, and that being a virgin is anything but cool. Incredibly, the authors had Buck not know what answer Chloe, a Christian young woman, wanted to hear. "You're going to tell me whatever I want to hear?" "I'm going to tell you the truth. I just wouldn't mind knowing in advance what you'd rather hear." "Experienced or a virgin?" Chloe repeated. "That's a no-brainer. Definitely the latter." Tribulation Force, page 200. The reader is presented with the idea that a Christian man thinks it is possible that a Christian woman would not want to hear that he has not been sexually immoral in his past. Buck was embarrassed to do so, but he confessed his lack of sexual experience to Chloe. "Bingo," Buck said softly, more from embarrassment than from braggadocio. "Wow," Chloe said, "that's something to be proud of these days." Buck went on to say he was grateful rather than proud, and that his reasons back then were not as pure as they are today. "Truth is, people always assumed I got around because I ran in pretty fast circles. But I was backward when it came to stuff like that. Kind of conservative." Tribulation Force 201. Buck, remember, he is presented as a Christian character, attributed his non-participation in sexually impure behavior as backwardness. See the word association propaganda technique the authors constantly used in the series. Unmarried virgins are backward and conservative. Chloe said, "You're apologizing." "Maybe, but I don't mean to be. It's kind of embarrassing to be my age and get totally inexperienced. I've always been ahead of my generation in other ways." Tribulation Force, page 201. Buck was apologizing because he got to a certain age and still refrained from fornication. Buck was behind his generation because he had not committed fornication and sinned against his own body. Buck, as a Christian, is embarrassed to be his age and be sexually inexperienced. The messages the reader gets from Chloe and Buck's dialogue is that sexual purity is embarrassing, backward, and conservative, especially if you are a man. Buck was ashamed to admit he was a virgin. Chloe pressed Buck to listen to the details of her past experience, or lack of it. Buck did not want to hear it and was embarrassed. But Chloe, showing her feminist tendencies early in the series, insisted on telling him. Before she did, the authors revealed to the readers Buck's thoughts of having admitted to Chloe that he was a virgin. Buck was ashamed of himself. It was one thing to admit to a woman that you're a virgin when it seemed to put you in one of the smaller minorities in the world. Tribulation Force, page 201. Why did the Left Behind authors have this Christian character think that being sexually pure is something to be ashamed of? Sexual purity is the Lord Jesus Christ's command to his called out from the world people. Fornication and uncleanness must not be named even once among saints. See Ephesians 5:3. The authors had this Christian character be ashamed of the word of God. Jesus said, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Luke 9:26. The authors also had this character be ashamed that he did not conform to the world. God commands Christians, the called out ones of Jesus Christ, to not be conformed to this world, but rather that they must be renewed in their minds and prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See Romans 12:22.